real. They're incredibly charismatic and at one point incredibly beautiful. Lead singer Pete Burns. He's dead now, which I didn't realize until I was just looking him up. But he died of a sudden cardiac arrest on October 23rd, 2016. And he was an incredible front man and in many ways a real music visionary. But he really got into plastic surgery and going from a kind of androgynous look with makeup to incredible plastic surgery. And, you know, sometimes people just get obsessed with that and they don't realize how they're not making themselves incrementally more beautiful. They're just screwing their bodies up. And as I was researching, reading about, he had a real spin to the bottom there. And that's a real tragedy. And then we heard from Tony Basil and Mickey. And she's an incredibly talented choreographer, dancer, and she a one-hit wonder. But she was so much more and is so much more than that. And then we also heard from Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers' Gimme Back My Wig. And, well, you know, this would be the jazz prelude to Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel, except Chase isn't going to be doing the Time Tunnel this evening, and he's not sure when he's going to be doing it again, so just that kind of update. He's still officially a DJ here, but, you know, with some of his injuries and the like. You can check him out on Facebook, and if you aren't his friend already, I'm sure Chase will be your friend on Facebook. So this is the Paola Achenza Trio and some acid jazz, Fez Bossa. And I found this on Bossa Brava. Thanks so much for listening to this Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. I'll be back again next week, and I hope you have a really fun and safe weekend. Our first official weekend of the summer. And I'll let this play out for a little bit more, and then we'll turn things over to our electronic DJ, Rick Decker, here on WMFO in Medford.
Maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? That recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think back to when a kiss was more than hello, goodbye. When I noticed your haircuts and when you told me white lies. When words like I love you were more than habit unchecked. You made me feel like I could walk on water. Now I'm up to my neck. Maybe it's something I said. Maybe it's something I did. There's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm.
Time. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
His eye, and suddenly I'm thinking of you. A hint of cologne you used to call your own. That smell reminds me of you. Years pass by in the blink of an eye before you. Walks by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. I think of day one, I knew you weren't one, but hey, you were so damn cute. With that sexy smile, we used to talk for a while, or just be when the talking was through. Where are you these days? I heard your heart was set ablaze by someone. Think of your child with her beautiful smile, and then I think only of you. These days I'm good, I'm doing exactly what I should. I'm doing what I need to do. But all it takes is one little mistake. Something reminds me of you. A song. That song drifts by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Man walks by, and in the blink of an eye, I'm in a place that I always knew. To cry, and I can't explain why, 'cause I'm glad that you and I are through. But still, I think only of you.
new stuff.
It's a quiet life.
But in my mind, the sound is deafening. And it's all the regret. And it's all the shame. And it's all in my head. But it's stronger than any chain.
The greatest lie I told myself was that it could not be done. Watching others take the prize when I should have been the one.
You could waste your whole life waiting for that mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. Yeah. I see you on your front porch judging all the rest. When just behind your front door, your house lies in a mess. And it's all the fear. And it's all the pain. All the years washed down the drain.
Long ago you dreamed about what's on the other side. Living so long in the foothills, you fall down how to climb.
You spent your whole life waiting for the mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move.
way. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Surprise. Now it's time to say goodbye. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
since we got love. Digging in the dirt to find the places we got hurt. Digging in the dirt to find the places we got hurt.
Around me.